Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Last week in our study of Galatians 5, we were taught that we are not only to avoid doing the things of the world, but we are also to stand against things of the world. Let's continue with that thought.
Foundation for the Bible stands.
So in verse 7 there of Ephesians chapter 5, he says, "Be not ye therefore partakers with them." That's very straightforward. Don't partake of it. Just don't do it. "For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light." Don't try to emulate the world, because the world is darkness. So don't try to emulate the world in how you dress, how you talk, how you look, and how you worship. We're not to emulate the darkness. We are to walk in the light. And so it says there in verse 9 of Ephesians chapter 5, "For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth." The goodness he witnesses. In righteousness he obeys. Pure obedience. In truth he lives by the truth, proclaims the truth, and stands always with the truth. That doesn't sound like the flesh, does it? Okay, now, not only does he say that, but now notice verse 10. He says, "Proving what is acceptable unto the Lord." Now, not acceptable to other religious people, or even a local church, but rather, what is acceptable to the Lord. And not only does he say that, and have no fellowship. Fellowship has the idea of a partnership. Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. Darkness works never bring anything to holiness and the fruit of righteousness, of that which is good, righteous, and true. But then he adds, "But rather reprove them." In other words, don't just not do those things. Don't be a partner with those things. But he's also saying, reprove them. You stand up. That's what righteousness is. It is standing up. It's reproving those things. So that's righteousness. And goodness says, don't be a part of those things. And then he says in verse 12 of Ephesians 5, "For it's a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things are reproved and made manifest by the light," the truth of God's word. "Whatsoever doth make manifest is light." Now, my friend, you'll notice here in those verses, distinction is not blending with false doctrine and worldliness, or with the darkness. I would hope that just reading those simple verses, that none of those listening to me today would lack the capacity to see that. And you see, the word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. My feet shows me what I am. My path shows me the direction I need to go. So, our life is ordered on the word. Why is that? Well, Hebrews 4, 12, and 13 tells us why. Because it's the word of God that will be used to judge us. It's the word of God that he will use at that day And my friend, in that word of God, we'll discern between the thoughts and intents of the heart, between the soul and the spirit, and everything about us inwardly, outwardly is naked and open unto him with whom we have to do, the great judge of the universe. So you better live it his way. Now that takes us in to verse 9, where he says, a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. Well, that's a pretty famous saying about leaven that people use, and they most realize it comes from the Bible. People use it, not know it comes from the Bible. But isn't it something, if you ever watch your wife make rolls, or they make the dough, and it's on the counter, and many times it's covered with the towel. And she puts a little leaven in the dough. Now, in time, the leaven expands and permeates the entire lump of dough. And oh, how good that is after the oven heats it up and you taste it. Oh, it's great. And that's what is seen here, but not in the positive way that I just presented it. You see, that's what leaven does as sin. Now, you may taste it, and all is good, but leaven in the Bible represents sin. And just like the tasting the bread would taste good, that hot bread with the leaven in it expanded and full like that, sin may taste good to you at first. It appeals to the flesh. In Galatia, false doctrine had come to the church. The Judaizers, as leaven, they were not a great multitude, but just one person can infect an entire church. So we see the necessity to deal with sin. In 1 Corinthians chapter 5, there was a sin of one man. He was living in adultery with his father's wife. And the church thought, hey, we've got liberty, and look at how tolerant and loving we are, allowing this to go on. The Lord says, no, that's not tolerant. That's filth. See, the doctrine of false teachers is such that these teachers are very industrious to spread it. So it's important to purge the cancer of leaven, which is false doctrine. Things as Calvinism, things as liberty to the flesh to fulfill its lust, and on we could go. And it's best to purge it before it spread. Again, leaven blends in. It's not noticeable at first. But if it's left in, it will corrupt and ferment and affect the entire lump. After it's in and established, then it's very noticeable, because then there is a change. So it must be purged, and the sooner the better. Believe that one false doctrine, you just believe one false doctrine, and it will end up corrupting many other scriptural truths. Blending the best of the flesh with the spirit by itself is still a leaven that will corrupt. You blend the best the flesh has. Now, I'm not talking most of it. I'm talking what most people say. Well, there's nothing wrong with that, but it's of the flesh. It will corrupt. Now, by itself, the dough is fine. It is a leaven that is allowed in at the first people don't see. But if left in, it spreads to all. And hence, someone has come in and corrupted, and Satan rejoices. Now, my friend, God, not this preacher, lets us know that a small dose of compromise will corrupt us. 1 Corinthians 5, it was tolerating immorality that serves in time to corrupt the entire church in its morals. Now, my friend, first, we understand they move the standard, and then the next step is to completely remove the standard. I have to chuckle at some of these things, although I shouldn't chuckle because it's sad. It ought to bring tears to all of our hearts. I see churches that were named. They had the name Faith in them and Bible and the identification of Baptists and Grace and things of that nature. And they changed their name because people may be offended. You're wanting the people to say, you're just like them. You're worldly. You're sinful. You're evil. And God wants you to stay that way. Just go to church is all. Fulfill your lust, just go to church. And we don't want to have anything that might make them afraid. Look, don't be afraid to let the people know that you're on the Lord's side. They're going to hit a time in life where they're going to need a God that is different than anything they've ever had before. They've had everything they have the world offers, and it does not satisfy. And they'll deal with the eternity of their soul. And they better understand that a holy God will forgive, but they need to understand that sin needs to be cleansed, and they need to come to Christ. Look, if you have a church that has Faith or Grace or Bible or any of those things in it, Baptist or whatever your denomination may be, and they take off those names as to not offend people, and they won't offend people, probably of the majority, but they do offend God. Get out of that church. Don't be a part of the ones who are helping to compromise and offend our Lord and God. Don't be ashamed. Don't have to be as Paul, he said, at my first answer, no man stood with me. And then he said, Lord, I pray that be not laid to their charge. A guy's coward. And did not stand. But you see, a small dose of compromise is corrupt. That little bit of immorality in 1 Corinthians 5 corrupted an entire church in its mark. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet, and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. Bible plans my feet.